Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a sort of virtuoso in the jazz world and a brilliant mind and an equally brilliant playing individual. That was clarinetist Dan Block with the tune Smoke Signal off the 2018 CD called Block Party. This St. Louis native is very fluid in today's jazz scene, and he is a musician that is versed in a myriad of styles, from the earliest New Orleans traditions to the modal jazz of the 60s and 70s. One rare cat fitting like a chameleon on a host of instruments into a lot of musical genres. He persistently searches for connections in the history of music and finds his style always. And to quote one of his favorite authors, Kurt Vonnegut, he remains unstuck in time. As a kid, he has a very clear memory of hearing Hubie Blake at the St. Louis Ragtime Festival and being exposed to the music of John Coltrane all in the same week. That is a lot of jazz action, my friend.
My goodness. Yeah, that's a saturation point.
Yes, that is a saturation point. And it's funny because we're going to get into where this went. As we flash forward, he went to Juilliard and he had the opportunity to play on Charles Mingus's last album. He was featured on a who's who of saxophonists, trumpeters, trombonists, and rhythm section players. From there, he struck up a friendship with a fellow classmate, Wynton Marsalis. He was also there as a student, and that friendship continues to this very day. Dan works frequently with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and after graduating, he found himself working with Haitian musicians and discovering the roots of jazz. After leaving that Haitian scene, he went on to hone his skills as an arranger, writing for chamber groups in both classical and jazz crossover genres. He also spent some quality time working with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, one of our favorite cats, probably the most authentic replica of the 20s and 30s in the world going today. And over the years, he has continued with Vince, appearing at the Newport Jazz Festival, the 90th Street, Second Y, and Jazz at Lincoln Center. And recently, we were fortunate enough here at Neon Jazz to discuss a great number of things with Dan. And namely, we talked about his love of jazz. Have a listen to his thoughts on it.
I never really got married to one period of jazz. Many of the people that I know here or know everywhere, you know, are sort of that way. This is what they do. You know, they play hard bop or whatever, or they play traditional jazz and that's what they do, you know, and that's their thing. And with me, I was always kind of moving around. Maybe unstuck in time, but unstuck in styles, because I feel, you know, there's an emotional sort of a resonance with all this different stuff.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that celebrates, digs, and relishes the jazz. From the echoes of yesteryear off Vine to the rumble of now, off Grand Street by the Green Lady Lounge, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Loving jazz and making sure that you love it too. So as we slip into the American composer, lyricist, and pianist of ragtime jazz and even popular music, this is Hubie Blake with the tune Fizzwater. What a great name. I can hear it popping now.
You remember, maybe you don't, Lawrence Welk used to begin with the old champagne bottle opening up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just call that Fizzwater.
They should have. They should have.
Brought to you by Geritol.
That's right. This is off the 2003 CD Memories of You, and as we go into this, let's listen to Dan talk about Hubie.
And I remember that I went down to the St. Louis Ragtime Festival and I heard Hubie Blake. And I got to actually hear him live. It was sort of left over from another time. name is Dan Block. Ladies and gentlemen, Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino is representative of the finest that the Midwest has to offer. It's our art form, and it's your art form, and it's providing the intellectual and spiritual stimulation that will make your life grow.
right out of Sioux City, Iowa, and a mainstay on the Kansas City jazz scene behind the saxophone. That was Steve Lambert with the cut off his latest 2017 CD, Seven Stories, with the tune Every Time. So in 2006, he moved to Kansas City to attend UMKC, where he was apprenticed to saxophone master Bobby Watson. After fetching his BA in jazz and studio music, he began to teach and play professionally in the Kansas City area. Since 2010, he has taught at the Swope Parkway Corridor Renaissance Program, the Eddie Baker School of Music, and he is now the Director of Elementary Music Education at the Harvest Church Faith Academy Christian School. Man, those are long names right there for schools. Yeah. As a mainstay on the KC jazz scene, he plays with the likes of the New Jazz Order, Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, Bobby Watson, the Vine Big Band, so many cats in so many places like the Blue Room. He is a very great and integral part of this thriving Kansas City jazz scene. From blues singer, pianist, and songwriter Edith North Johnson, this is keeping all things local to KC here. This is Lovin' the Man Blues, circa 1929, off the Kansas City Hot Jazz CD compilation, here on this hot hour of Neon Jazz.
You cried, Jim, all your tears are gone, and again you wish you had never been born. Oh, it's so hard to love a man like I do. Though you belong to someone else, and I can never really have you for myself. Just one hour with you each day, all would mean more to me than I can ever say. But I guess it's best that I leave you alone. You go back to your wife and your babies at home. Oh, it's so hard to love a man like I do. Someone I won't have to send back home. Oh, if something like that could happen to me, oh, how happy and contented I'd be. Then it wouldn't be so hard to love a man like I do.
Hi, this is Molly Hammer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe D'Amino.
Thank you.
That was musician, writer, editor, occasional short film director, and all-around cool cat Nir Yaniv with the cut Memories of the Third Planet off his forthcoming 2018 CD called The Voice Remains. So Nir is an instrumental vocalist, composer, and arranger. He has a very unique approach. He draws weird characters, sometimes found on t-shirts and coffee mugs. He's a bassist, an ex-computer programmer. He's the founder of a speculative fiction magazine. He has served as chief editor of two of them. He's wrote columns, articles, and reviews for various publications. I'm not making this up. He's a devoted a cappella performer. He records his own music in his studio called the Near Space Station, and he has created music for TV and films. He has also starred in short award-winning Israeli horror films. And at the end of the day, Nir talked to Neon Jazz about how he actually got into music. This was a completely cool conversation, so have a listen.
And I went to a show with Blue Note, and at the Blue Note, you cannot sit alone. There are no lone table. You sit with other people. So I sat with other people who happened to be friends of the bands and musicians themselves, and they asked me. We started talking. And after some time of that, they asked me, okay, what is your instrument? And I was like, oh, no, I'm not a musician. And they were like, what are you talking about? We have just spent several hours talking musician talk. And I was like, yeah, I'm too old to start now. I'm 22. It's too old to start. And one of them gave me this speech about it being never too late, and it was so influential that I went back to Israel and enlisted in the music school.
Man, it's great to have Nir on the program. So during our conversation, he referenced how he fell in love with jazz, and it was another great story by him. It involves Charles Mingus, and sometimes you don't Hear love in the same word with Charles Mingus because he was such a behemoth.
Yep.
But it happens.
One would like to sing Charles Mingus's doodles, you know, on a cover.
Oh, my God. That right there would sell some books.
Isn't that interesting? You know, a lot of great artists, including Tony Bennett, you know, probably started that way, just sitting there doodling on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I would think if it doesn't come out, you know, formally as an art piece in a painting or something like that, there's some scribbles somewhere that'll reveal a lot about the individual,
man,
to you.
I tell you what, any of us that scribble, it's going to tell us everything a psychologist needs to know.
Yeah, there's a school of thought about that. If you have a tendency to scribble and doodle in geometric shapes,
yeah,
then you're more of an engineer type.
Interesting.
But if you do trees and you do flowers and kind of scribbling and bibbling in a more natural sense, you have a more artistic. If you're doing knives and other things,
you're Charles Mingus.
Yeah.
So,
knives and saxes, whatever.
That's right. So as we listen to the master composer Charles Mingus, who's also a bassist, with this trio off a best of CD, this is the tune Back Home Blues. And as we listen to this tune, listen to Near talk about his Mingus tale.
And so I played it again, and I was so tired that I fell asleep. And when I woke up in the morning, I discovered two things. One thing is that by mistake, the CD was on repeat, and it played Mingus all night long, and it still continued in the morning. And the other thing is that I love Charles Mingus. I'm Nir Yaniv. I'm a musician and filmmaker based in LA, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the refreshing and very talented band, The New Master Sounds, and that was the tune Pudding Pie off the 2018 CD called Renewable Energy. Man, I love these guys. They're new. They just got on my radar, and I can't wait to present them, and we have. So in the late 90s, guitarist and producer Eddie Roberts was running a club night in Leeds called The Cooker. When The Cooker moved into a new venue with the second floor in 1999, there was a space and an opportunity to put a live band together to complement the DJ sets. Simon Allen and Eddie had played together in 97 as The Master Sounds, and with a different bassist but no organ player. Through friends and intimate natures of the lead music scene, Pete Shand and Bob Birch were added on bass and Hammond, respectively. And there you have the birth of the new Master Sounds. And these guys have been around for more than 15 years. They put out all kinds of albums. You gotta pick them up. They're wonderful. This next one is another surprisingly good listen and refreshing on the modern jazz scene. Off the CD compilation Fusion Jazz in America, this is Gary Novak, Lenny Castro, and Jimmy Earle with the tune Old Jazz as we keep this collection of new and old going strong right here on Neon Jazz.
This is EJ Decker, coming to you from Greater Broadway in New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the modern saxophonist and Mack Avenue recording artist Tia Fuller with the tune Join' Around off the 2018 CD called Diamond Cut, and that's something I know a thing or two about. When she is not putting the magic on her sax on display live in concert, she is balancing both worlds of performance and education as a full-time professor at the Berklee College of Music. And she is a very well-educated individual with both a bachelor's and master's on her own regard. She's performed as a featured soloist with Beyoncé for President Obama at the White House. That just gives you a little bit of an insight into her chops. She's very established and very good at what she does. From Ronnie Scott's Club 11 Boptet, this is the cut We Dot off the 2010 anthology of British Vintage Jazz Volume 4 as the show must, should, and has gone on.
Welcome to the Club 11!
And finally on this Hour of Jazz, this is the esteemed pianist, composer, bandleader, and educator, Kenny Barron, still at it, celebrating his 75th birthday, marking his 50th year putting out music. This is the tune DPW off the 2018 CD, Concentric Circles, and it's a good one, man. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions. Jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude always drawing circles with both hands, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
You know, the doodling thing surprises a few people because I'm a broadcast engineer. It was assumed that I was going to draw in concentric circles and squares, whereas, matter of fact, I more do trees.
Yeah, and flowers. Yeah,
and landscapes. So how does a poet get trapped inside an engineer's body?
That is going to be the title of your autobiography.
That may be, or between the two numbers on that rock.
And if you stay tuned, I'll give you a 15% discount on that book, kids. So with that, reach out to us and let us know what is going on, because we're letting you know what's going on. Always at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time, kids, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.